and high, up and high, up and high.
Welcome back, stoners. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Up and High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and we've got a really great show for you guys. If you tune in with us for these live streams, you know, Tuesdays, we usually do the producer's show. It's more of a talk show. And then Fridays, we do the game show where we have comedians on to do comedic challenges. And we've got a really fun producer's episode for you guys today. And today's special episode is, it's going to be all good vibes minute. If you've ever seen the show, we do DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute. Well, this is going to be DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Hour. So we're really, really excited to have you guys here. Speak of the devil, please welcome my right-hand man, DJ Blue Dream.
Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Weed every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Weed every day, smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Awesome. Also here with us are Mike McClendon and Matt Newell.
Hello.
Smoke weed every day.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What is that song? What is the original song, DJ Blue Dream?
Superstar? Smash Mouth All-Star, dude.
All-Star. Yeah. I just couldn't remember the name of it. Yeah.
It's used in like every movie trailer for 10 years.
I know. I just couldn't.
Important to the climactic scene of Rat Race. Yeah. If you've seen Rat Race.
I haven't seen Rat Race.
I've seen Rat Race.
Rat Race.
Yeah.
Is it what I think it is?
Is it a bunch of rats in a movie?
Yeah. All right, great. I'll check it out.
Our special guest this week, please welcome back to the show. She's done the show many times, Kimia Bapornia.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day. Smoke.
Really gets you.
It does. You get caught up in the loop, in the music loop.
Yeah, I'd stay in that loop. What's up?
Yeah. What's up, Kimmy? How you doing?
I'm good. Not bad. I mean, I was telling you guys earlier, I did the most soothing thing ever. Just chopped a bunch of vegetables before.
Nice.
That is good vibes.
What veggies?
Onions and 3 different colored peppers. You know, the recipe only called for 1 pepper, but I did chop too many because I wanted to chop more.
they're a good practice. Celery is also just fun to chop. Just chop it and throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Empty calories.
Yeah, negative calories. Did it go in something?
Not yet. It's just sitting there. Gotta put it in.
What's it going in?
I'm gonna make a vegetarian jambalaya. Never made it before.
Ooh. Oh, I love jambalaya. Yum.
That sounds good.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Because normally it's got chicken and stuff, right? And seafood.
Yeah. So, but I have like a veggie sausage because it's got sausages in it.
Yeah. And doing.
That's it, really.
Jambalaya is so good. Kimia, where's your relationship at right now with cannabis? Where are you these days? I know you've done the show many times, and I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that you are a pretty common user. Where are you now?
It's weird now because life is different, so I had to also change my schedule with weed, I guess. And it's like, I think I smoke less now that I'm just home all the time because I'm like, I thought it'd be more, but I'm just like, I can't do this now because I haven't done anything today and I can't.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Outside.
Girl, you chop vegetables. You chop vegetables. You earn that.
Absolutely.
That's an accomplishment.
when you're outside, you
Jimmy,
come back.
It sounds like internalized capitalism is preventing you from smoking weed.
Damn, that's so cool.
Sounds like you need to decouple your self-worth from.
Oh God, that came out as a anti-marijuana the way it came out. You got a fucking
man.
I smoke more. You guys, what about you?
Same.
Yeah, I feel like I'm nonstop smoking weed.
I feel like my weed intake has gone up like 25%.
Yeah. It's expensive.
I thought that, but then I didn't. Now it's just like, oh, do I need to go to bed because I'm having trouble sleeping? Oh yeah, I can smoke weed.
How do you like to ingest cannabis normally? Do you normally, I saw you using a vape there.
Yes, I use a vape inside. I also like, I only smoke in my garage because I get weird. I'm like, I don't want the whole house to smell. So I'll go in the garage and I'll usually use a joint. But if I'm inside, I'll use a vape because it doesn't smell as much.
Yeah. I love that. Do you do edibles at all?
Yes, but I don't know. I sort of, freaks me out because I don't know when it's coming, and I usually didn't used to care, but now I care.
Like, yeah,
it's gonna hit. I don't when and will I want it when it happens, and is it gonna be too long? Maybe I need better edibles.
Sometimes, man, edibles can be. Whew, you gotta be careful with edibles.
A mixed bag. I feel like I've had to find my edibles, and now I stick to almost just those ones, and they're always like 5 or 10 milligrams, and then I do a bunch if I don't feel it, but I like a big and little doses, so I don't have to get on that place where I'm like, I don't know where this train is going.
Yeah.
There's
something satisfying about being able to get high right away and not have to wait for that, but
I agree, man.
Super satisfying about it sneaking up on you sometimes.
Yeah.
You gotta combine them. You gotta do it edible and then smoke a joint. That's what I do. And then you're high, and then when that high wears off, you're still high for 4 hours.
And then I go drive the school bus for the city.
That's right.
What is that?
Awesome. So Kimmy, today we're super excited to have you on the show, and you know, you've done the version of the show quite a bit with us where we have you do a lot of comedic challenges, and it's more of a game show feel. This is more of a talk show feel. And today we're really, we're just trying to put some good vibes out into the world, out into the ether, into the universe. All of us here have come up with some different things that give us good vibes. But I wanted to ask you first, as our guest, Kimmy, in general, what are some things? What are some things that give you a good vibe?
Okay, good question. This is like, I'm kind of like teeing up what I've got, but lately,
perfect.
I get a lot of good vibes from animal videos. Just all kinds of animal videos. Truly, whenever I'm sad, I'll just pop on like a monkey documentary. I'm so into
love it.
And then
I'm so on board.
Yes.
Although there's sometimes they're a little scary because they can be sad.
Well, yeah.
If you don't pick the right one, you got to pick like a Disney.
Oh,
one,
yes.
And not totally. Like, you know, one of these cheetahs cubs is gonna die, and it's
yeah.
And I'm always like, I'm like.
It's like nature roulette. Like,
yeah,
eventually one of those videos is going to get you.
Like, something's going to eat something. And that's what it, but I love. Which one?
It was like what? That. Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, normally I find like David Attenborough to be the perfect person. But then he did that Netflix one where it was like, after every like beautiful scene with an animal, it'd be like, their environment is only almost completely gone, and pretty soon they'll be extinct, and you're like, oh man.
He did the city. It was like
sad.
It was like one of them was the city, and it was just turtles getting run over by cars the whole time. And I was like, what are we doing?
He's got to do it like a bad news sandwich where it's like the good stuff, the bad news, and then he ends with
that's
like,
right.
But aren't they great?
That's right.
But here's one more dumb video.
Here's the hope. Here's what's hopeful.
It's a good note.
There's also so many animals that look cute but are fucking vicious to each other. You know what I mean? That are that you start off the video and you're like, oh, look at these puppies, and then suddenly they're like eating each other. And shit. Yeah.
Huh. Look at these puppies. What videos are you watching?
Puppies eating each other.
It's a private spoiler. Kimmy is gonna show us. No spoilers. He's gonna show us the puppy eating videos.
Kimmy, what do you like about monkey ones in particular?
I don't know. Maybe it's because we look so similar that I'm like, oh, that's me if I was covered in a bunch of hair. How fun.
They're expressive too. They're like, you know, they have close to our expressions. So especially like the chimps, like the apes, not necessarily like the little ones, but like the chimpanzees and the orangutans.
Orangutan?
Is that what it is? I always say it wrong.
Orangutan?
Yeah.
I love monkeys too, though, because like they're not too smart. You know what I mean? Like they're
you're so proud that you're smarter than those monkeys.
Like they're just dumb enough that they're hilarious.
Yeah.
But they're not too smart. Like I don't feel threatened. You know what
not
I mean?
Not like a dolphin. You don't like dolphin shit because you feel like they're smarter than you.
Too smart. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because my good vibes is a trivia game and your special guest is a monkey who's going to play against James and we'll find out.
Oh.
This is bullshit.
I got $500 on the monkey. $500.
I'm going to be so mad if I lose.
What are you going to do? You're going to bang the ground, James?
I'll throw my shit in his face. I'll put my shit all in his face. sorry, I cut you off, Kimmy, to yell that. I'll throw shit in his face. So what is like a typical animal video? Like what kind of style of animal video? It sounds like maybe you don't like hunting animal videos.
Like noir? You like film noir?
Do you like a fantasy where they're all pretending that they're people or
period piece?
Like a period, like a Downton Abbey.
Yes, oh. Downton Abbey.
Raccoons is Downton Abbey. I'm totally on board.
Raccoons as Downton Abbey. Oh man,
I'm into it.
I mean, I watch. It's like. Mostly monkeys, a lot of birds, but when it's birds, it's like bird mating rituals because they're fucking weird. So long.
Yeah.
The birds of paradise.
Yes, that was so good.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I watch the fish. Videos in there too.
Awesome. Well, do you wanna share one of them with us?
Yeah, it's actually a fish video. It's so cool. It's just like the most fascinating fish. It just like
awesome.
I love it.
I could never do. Let's see. So you want me to share this?
It's crazy. This fish, he loses his son and he goes across the ocean to find him.
Is this a 2-hour movie?
That's a 2-hour movie. Whoops.
All right, strap in. We're going to watch a movie.
Unfortunately, this small Japanese pufferfish is dull, almost to the point of invisibility. But to compensate, he is probably nature's greatest artist. To
don't
grab a female's
James.
Attention, he creates something that almost defies belief.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Whoa.
What? Okay.
Oh, no.
No, we're good.
His only tools are his fins.
Whoa. Look at his face.
So like proud.
He's so proud of his face, of his tail.
Yeah.
In his head, a plan of mathematical perfection.
Uh-oh. This fish might be smarter than James.
No fucking way, dude.
He plows the sand, breaking it up into the finest of particles.
Whoa. Look at that little fin.
I can fucking watch fish all day.
Amazing.
swimming around.
These shells aren't just rubbish to be removed.
I usually don't find fish this cute.
He uses them to decorate the bridges of his construction.
That's a James cute fish.
James is horny.
Yeah, I like this fish.
Shit, I have seen this. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's...
He can't rest incredible. For more than a moment, but must work 24 hours a day for a week, or the current will destroy his creation.
What? Let's first need the union.
Yes.
A final tidy up, and his masterpiece is complete.
Whoa.
Holy shit. That fish is smarter than me. I could never create something that beautiful.
That's,
wow.
What?
Is it just for mating? Is he gonna say? Is it just like to like attract a mate?
Yep. I hope he got laid for that.
Nowhere else in nature does an animal construct something as complex and perfect as this.
Oh, shit.
Well, okay. I think Taj Mahal is pretty amazing. I think there's some good human architects.
If this doesn't get him noticed, nothing will.
Damn.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
It's
fucking I get to applaud.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good fish.
That's good vibe. That's a good vibe.
Good.
That's
boy,
cool,
that
man. Damn.
Vibe.
That's like it's so mathematically. It looks at least like it's exactly proportionate on every side and shit. That's insane.
It's so cool when like nature is that precise with stuff. Yeah. Like you see spirals sometimes, you know, like and it's like the perfect shape, or like. Even like honeycomb, like if you go deep inside like a honeycomb, it's so perfectly whatever that shape is, hexagon.
Yeah. Kathleen Guevara says it's like an underwater crop circle.
In the yeah, it is.
Oh shit, yeah, it did look like a crop circle.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm dumb and I missed it. Did they say exactly why?
No, hey, James, don't say maybe, just be confident.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Dumb,
you
dumb
are.
You know
yes, it's James, lighting. Yeah, it's because at the beginning they said that they're like invisible. They're hard to see. So like if it makes this big spectacle, the fish can see it and like kind of know like one of those male fishes.
And Attenborough said he's so dull, but he said it like he as if he was boring.
Yeah, he roasted.
Yeah, he roasted him at the top. Like, this fucking guy, so boring. Like wallpaper. So,
funny. So
he's got to do a big fancy thing.
The execs have to keep coming in and being like, Attenborough, like you've been doing this for years, but you're really roasting the animals now.
Fuck this fish. Fuck that fish.
Ugly. Ah. James, can you do us a favor? Can you hit, if you hit share screen, go to basic and then click whiteboard. Can you try to right now recreate that as a human with? Just hit whiteboard mode. You see that?
All right, here we go.
Oh, this is funny.
Here we go. All right.
You gotta use your butt. You gotta draw with your butt, like the fish did.
I am drawing with my butt.
Okay, perfect.
I want to see.
That was like it was like this.
It's so much worse already.
Mastriani, like... courting a girl by drawing. By laying out weed on a coffee
table. This dull man.
He's drawing his own anus.
With his anus.
That is.
I'm Sir David Anusborough.
Right. It was like.
That's a butthole. It is a butthole.
It is.
James, not your mating ritual, not how you go to bars and just show your butthole.
Oh gosh.
And there's
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. I wish we could do a side by side.
Oh. There's one.
Uh-huh.
Well, that fish didn't write his name, so James, you are smarter.
Thank you very much.
Perfect.
Thank you, everybody. That was fun. Thank you. Thank you for
that was great. Yeah,
that was great.
I love that. I also have a good vibes here that I would like to share. And you know, something that brings me two things that bring me good vibes that are combined in this is I love human creativity and then the magic of when two things just come together perfectly. And so I'm going to show this music video that was edited. Give me one second here. I just did. Okay, hold on. Share screen. This is a music video of a really great Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre song. With the Ninja Turtles.
That's so funny. I never with the Ninja Turtles, like they're real.
Yeah, with the they joined them.
Check it out, dog.
420.
This motherfucking trip, man. Word on the streets. Everybody always try to run up on me, holler my word on the streets. This nigga said this, man. I don't give a fuck about what that nigga said, man. That's what's wrong with you niggas. You niggas are just like bitches. Whole ass niggas. Talk too motherfucking much. Stay to your own. Get your own. You know what I'm saying? Be independent, nigga. Bitch. Bitch niggas. Bitch niggas. Bitch ass niggas. Bitch niggas. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Bitch niggas.
You too. Dog, I meet more bitch niggas than hoes. Look here, and I really don't know, but that's just how I go. Dog, so many niggas like to keep up shit. And just like a bitch, niggas be talking shit. Niggas smiling in my face and then they blast me in the back. Niggas stay strapped from way back, cause payback make niggas wanna pop that shit. If you ain't ready for the game, niggas stop that shit. We rock that shit, my nigga Drake, drop that shit. No more talking, I'm walking and I'm popping the clip. Glock on the hip, set tripping, dipping and shit. If you act like a bitch, next nigga you just call like a bitch. Bitch nigga, bitch nigga.
These niggas don't know what the fuck is going on. Yo, dog, check it, kick back. Let me holler at these niggas for a minute. Straight off the streets of chaos and no pity. The aggravated, making these punk motherfuckers hate it. Compton is the city I'm from. Can't never leave the crib without a murder weapon. I can't live my life on broke no more. And most of these fools ain't shit but cutthroats. They smile in the nigga face. And for what? They got the game fucked up and want my thing fucked up. I done learned a lot, seen a whole lot. The top notch nigga, I'm fiending for that spot. Now peace came really on what six dudes told me.
These niggas after your paper, Dr. D.R.E. And these punk ass hoes is looking for dough. You gotta watch your homeboys, cause a nigga never know. Oh, they'll be around, but when your paper get low, just like Master P said, there they go, bitch niggas.
If it was slightly darker, lights was a little dimmer, my dick be stuck up in your windpipe. You ever blow me to fight? I'm from the old school, like Romy Rome, homie, yo. You owe me the right to slap you, like the bitch that you are. Been wanting to cap you ever since you was mad dogging me with that bitch in your car.
Are they changing the lips?
Mr. Big Stuff?
No.
Man, you shit on here, get your
yes,
shit bust.
Yes, he is.
Plus, pistol whip, cover it up, use
that's
your bitch's butt. Mr. Pounder Puff, like, yo, bark ain't loud enough, huh? I know chihuahuas, that's more rah-rah, ha-ha. I have to laugh, Dre, I bet he take bubble baths. You don't want no trouble with the aftermath staff, trust me. Doggy dog, dicky doctor plus me. No, use a buster slash hussy, soft as a hush puppy. Must we break you down to estrogen? Most hated specimens of bitch, nigga.
Stop steaming and looking hard. Stop steaming and looking hard.
Whoa. Have a good song.
Damn. That's a good idea.
I you know what I mean? Like,
I couldn't tell, Matt.
The more I was looking, because I don't remember them moving. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I don't remember them moving that much. I thought they were more like, I guess they were.
I think it was just dubbed over. It was just well edited. They like timed the ad lib readings.
Like, totally.
I know. That's true. That always made me think they were, it was so weird how it matched up.
Yeah.
It makes you want to help people can read lips because it's like it can mean so many things.
Yeah.
Good point. Like, how is it? Yeah.
I'm sorry. And that just to give credit to that page, it is called Lana Del Radio, and they do a bunch of different. The editing on so many of the videos on there are so impressive. Is it
always like a movie? Yeah.
I'll show you another quick one really fast, just the beginning of it, because I don't want to take too much time. But just to give you another example, here's another one that I think is pretty well done as well. This is T.I. and Iggy Azalea over Disney.
Tinkerbell. That was weird when she shut her butt like that, right?
Yeah.
That was weird. She's a bug.
Yeah.
It's like an insect or something, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how we should feel about I also would want to empower bugs.
A sexy bug.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't. I guess it was just like timed.
Yeah. And the amount of time, I don't really edit, but it feels like that would take fucking 100 hours to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make all those costumes? Make all those turtle costumes.
Oh boy.
Oh my. Oh, you know,
find a hockey player.
You think that wasn't a real hockey? Okay. Oh my God. There's so much you need to.
What are you talking about? They had a real
hockey player. That's not even how they dress. They don't wear that mask and blue jeans.
They had to get all those little kids to put on funny costumes in a COVID crisis.
Right. They had to sign Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. To record an original song. It was a lot.
When you said that it was Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre performing with the Turtles, I was like, man, did they do something with them?
Oh, that's really funny.
I was like, that doesn't seem like something they would do, especially in 2001.
I'm high and I totally probably set it up that way.
I feel like the Wu-Tang Clan could have, and it would have been a good crossover. I wonder if they ever did.
You could do them with the Avengers. Because there's so many Avengers and there's so
there
many.
There is one with the Avengers on that. See, page. I just have
ideas after they've already been done.
I know. You're the best at that.
Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com.
Can I show you guys something?
Yeah.
A little good
vibe? Yeah, you got a good vibe for it?
Yeah, let me make sure I know what I'm doing here. So there's this. This is not an advertisement for this company, even though I have two of their pipes. They've never given me anything for free. It's called Pipe Tech, and their Instagram page is so funny. So I'm just going to show you a few things from their Instagram page that's really made me laugh. This one doesn't have sound. I don't even want to do this anymore. Do you hear that?
No. Oh, Oh, is he gonna jump rope?
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on. He's got water in it. It's full of water.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, there's like two cups. Holy shit.
Whoa.
Oh, just inertia keeping it there? Damn.
Yeah, but what's it sound like?
It's so loud to me.
My favorite thing about this is the comment to the right that just sums up the internet. This is just centrifugal force. Nothing that special about it. Okay, idiot, but someone's using it in a cool way.
It's why you don't fall over when airplanes turn.
Cool.
Just take the fun out of everything.
No, it's like, yeah.
That's cool, right? Well, that cool. Comment was crazy.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah. Cool. That's yeah. Super crazy.
I don't know what else to do. The other one was great. They edited. Oh my god! I wish I could share it. I don't know what. Oh god!
Is it only on Instagram?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's basically I can't describe it. I'm so.
What's the name of the Instagram page so that our
it's Pipe Tech. It's Pipe Tech. It's their PYPTK.
EK, yeah.
Do you
I
have
just
it?
Looked it up though, and it's like you gotta follow it to see it because I was trying to see if I could find the
Yes, it's private because they show a lot of weed stuff, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's really man, I wish I could do another one here. What is this? This one's great. Okay, this one I'll do this is just really dramatic music. So you don't really need to know the music. Watch
okay,
this guy.
Great.
It's just going like dun 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 dun. I'll do the music along.
Great.
Dun da 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 da
da
da
da da da it's great. So funny.
That is a perfect. That's a perfect joke. That is a
but
perfect
it's like,
joke.
It's really dramatic. Like I think it's like the iPhone music for slideshows or something.
That's perfect.
But like this is man. they just have like cool stuff like this.
Yeah, nice.
There's like cool pictures of lizards that look like dragons.
Nice.
Wow.
Then they got, I don't know. They got this guy. This guy, Aquaman, throwing knives and totally missing a target. But he's trying to talk into it, but it's what's his name?
Is that Jason Momoa?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But then he has an outtake where he this next one he
that is hilarious too. If it is like the extras holding tent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
A lot of people are hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
That's really funny.
Anyway, that's my go check out their Instagram. They're really fun and they make a really good pipes and they didn't give me anything to say that. I have two of their
pipes. Their pipes are incredible. I've got to match pipes before they're fucking great.
They're glass on the inside, but they got a metal casing, so you can, you know, you don't got to worry about dropping them.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Awesome. That was great. Mike, I know you have a game for us to play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then actually it's a good follow-up to Matt's thing because we weren't counting on this, but we're going to play a Foley artist game that the four of you can compete in against each other. So Andrew, can you share the screen? So here's the idea. You're going to create as many of the following sound effects as you can using only your mouth. You can't like gesture because that gives stuff away.
Yeah.
And you can't really like use dialogue either.
Okay.
We'll award points if like, so for example, if one of you wanted to do spreading peanut butter and jelly on a sandwich, you'd make those sounds. And then everybody would try to guess which one. And if you guess it right, you get a point. And if they get your sound, you get a point.
Oh, I love it.
And do we just go in order or something? And once it's done, it's off the table?
Yeah, yeah. Once it's done, it's off the table. Cool. And you'll go until we get tired of it, I guess. Cool.
This is fun.
And you just pick random. You don't have to go in order. You can like I said, pick randomly.
But, yeah.
So you can kind of look at them. I'll try to keep track of score. I'll do my best.
Okay, great. Well, why don't we have Kimia go first? Since she's our guest.
Okay. Great. So I just make the sound, and that's my only job. All right.
Yeah.
Winter storm. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to say this too, like just to clarify it. Like you go until you stop and then everybody can guess and everybody can get a point.
Does
that make sense? Like Matt can go winter storm. James could be like, I actually think that's waterfall.
Got you.
Oh, guess. That
yeah.
My bad.
That way they can.
I'm sorry.
All good. That way they can, that way everybody can, the person who's doing the sound can do it as long as they need to. Or somebody can be like, can you do it again? Like, cool.
Yeah.
It's not a race to get it.
And Andrew, are you assigning us all the color? Is that what's happening? Like Matt's yellow?
Oh, great. No, winter storm's off the table, I think.
But like, because he got it, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'll keep track of points. I'll keep track of points. Okay, Andrew can keep track of once we've burned.
Great.
All right. So now that we know the game, Kimmy, you go again.
Oh man. Okay. Let's see. Okay.
I'm gonna get higher for this.
I got a guess. Should I say it?
Well, are you done, Kimia?
I'm done.
Okay.
Can you do it one more time? Can you do it one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know.
I also think I know.
Okay. All right. Drew, what's your guess?
Lawn sprinklers.
James?
A fly stuck in a spider web.
Oh, Matt?
Also lawn sprinklers.
All right, Kimia, what was it?
Lawn sprinklers.
All right, great.
Oh, man. I could have sworn that was a fly stuck in a spider web.
I think from this, just the subtle moving you were doing, Kimia, I bet you know, like you were just very slightly moving your head from left to right.
I guess that
can't help it.
All right, Drew, you're up.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Great.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, I think you got it.
All right, what do you say, Matt?
I think it's opening the soda and drinking the whole can.
All right, Kimia, the same?
Yeah, I agree. Soda in the can.
James?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Droop?
Fly stuck in a spider web. No, soda in can.
Shit!
They got it.
You've never heard it before, Droop. I've heard it.
All right, let's go, Matt. You go next.
Okay. Okay.
Gotta go.
All right, is that it, Matt? Anybody need to hear it one more time?
No dialogue, right? I can't do dialogue.
I mean,
no
dialogue.
What's the dialogue?
I could hear it again, but a little slower.
All right, Kimia, what do you think it is?
It's whales mating.
Droob?
Whales mating.
All right, great. Matt, is that what it is?
It's a competitive tennis match. No, it is whales mating.
What dialogue were you gonna? Dub like, over that. Okay.
I'm gonna come, whale. That's what I would say.
Why not? I'm gonna come, whale.
Yeah, over that's where the whale said.
All right, James, you're next. And moving forward to save time, we'll just say if somebody can challenge, if they're like, I don't think it's that. I'll just assume that you all think it's the same thing unless somebody challenges it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, great. All right,
James, you're all
right, here
you're
we go.
The fuck? Okay. Do it again.
I got it.
It's good. Oh, I know what it is.
It's good. Yeah,
it's good.
Okay. All right. Kimia, you were laughing first. What do you think it is?
Oh yeah, it's logging on to AOL from a modem.
Anybody disagree? All right, James, is that what it was?
Hell yeah.
Kimia, you're back up.
Okay. All right, let's see.
I have a guess.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
All right. What
do you think, James?
Pie Fight Ambiance.
Okay. Anybody disagree?
I disagree.
I think it'd be Walking Wet Socks is what I think.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's horses trotting on loose cobblestone, just to switch
Whoa!
Up.
Wow. Everybody's different. Kimia, which one were you going for?
It's Pie Fight Ambiance.
Oh. Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's good.
All right.
But it could be all those other ones too, I guess.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Ambiance too is a funny word for that. It's like, what's going on? It should be like, oh my god, this is a pie fight.
Yeah, when I heard pie fight ambiance, I thought it was going to be like,
like that. You think people play music for pie fight?
Yeah. It's very funny. Hey man, you got your pie fight mixed ready? All right, Drew, you're up.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I think I have a guess.
I mean, yeah, it's...
All right, what do you think? Kimia, you were nodding first, like you had it.
I got it.
What do you think?
Epic sword fight.
Yeah, that's my guess too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Groove?
Epic sword fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the soundtrack too, right? It wasn't just the swords.
Yeah.
That
made it more epic.
It did, that's true.
It was epic.
Okay.
Right. Matt, you're up.
Yeah.
I have a guess.
Okay, great.
Is it?
Actually,
yeah, everybody? All right, yeah. Drew, what do you think?
I should have two guesses. I'm going to say a helicopter landing on a boat.
That's my guess, too.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
Were you also going to say toilet flushing and overflowing, Drew? Or DJ Legion? Is that what your other guess was?
All right, James, you're up.
I'm up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let's see here.
That looks like a gesture. You really should
make it up here. A lot of gesture.
We'll see.
Oh yeah, there's the gesture. My bad.
Four words.
All right. First one. I was getting into character there.
Get the whiteboard out while you're at it.
All right, what do we think it is?
I think it's a New York ambiance, right?
Yeah, same.
Well, I think it's the horses trotting on loose cobblestones.
Okay.
Oh.
James, is that final answer?
It was New York morning ambiance.
Whoa!
But my James thinks of New York. I fucked my joke up because I'm high. You associate horses and cobblestone with New York is what I was trying to get at.
Yeah. It was in Central Park. It was in Central Park.
Yeah.
All right.
Just walking along the street. Hey, I'm walking here.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Come on. You're so... I got it. Come on here.
I have a guess.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, what do you think it is?
Struggling with an opening a jar of pickles?
Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
Yeah. James?
I thought it was a toilet flushing and overflowing.
Okay.
Like the frustration of it.
It's struggling with opening a jar of pickles.
We just react differently to those two different things. That's all.
I guess so.
Droof.
Okay. Let's see.
Whale's mating is already taken.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Matt?
I think it's a competitive tennis match.
Yeah, I agree. Competitive tennis match. Yeah.
James?
It sounded like horses trotting to me.
You're so fucking, you just gotta go against the fucking system, man. You just can't just go along with what everybody says.
I'm a contrarian. Yeah, that's the word. I'm going horses trotting.
Okay. It was a competitive tennis match.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Matt.
Okay. I think I got it.
Yeah, same.
Okay. What do you think, Drew? You were laughing first.
Walking up a creaky staircase?
I think so.
Same.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's do two more here. So that we have time to get to DJ Blue Dream.
Yeah. James. All right. Well, we can actually wrap it up here, James. That'll be a full three rounds that we've.
Let's do. I want to see. Can we do a third round that everyone does spreading PB and J in a sandwich, and we see who sounds.
Seems
the
most so
like
hard,
it.
Right? That's the one I was never gonna do.
Yeah. It's so hard.
All right, James, you do one, and then we'll do like a playoff.
Okay. Great. All right.
I have it could be like three things.
Okay, what do you
think? One.
What do you think, Matt?
I think maybe beach ambiance.
Okay. Drew, what do you think?
Oh, is it fly stuck in a spider web?
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course it was. Yes. Give me that's
kind of beaches.
I thought it was like a bunch.
Canoe over a waterfall? Could be that.
That's also what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was also.
Yeah.
What's your final answer?
That one, paddling canoe over waterfall.
Canoe? Okay, so we have one for fly, one for canoe. Matt, which one did you settle on?
Oh, man. Okay, good. I think I want to do, it sounded crazy. I want to do fly. It was like the fly was stuck, like the human.
All right, James, what were you going for?
It was the fly, baby.
Funny.
Help me! Help me!
All right. So at the end of our full rounds here, the scores are James 8, Kimia 10, Matt and Drew with 11 each.
Ooh, close.
And so, then what about DJ Blue Dream?
Matt and DJ Blue Dream, 11 each. So for our playoff, James and Kimia, you will pick one to do together at the same time.
Okay.
You can't tell each other which one you're doing it together. And Matt and DJ Blue Dream will have to listen to both going on at the same time and try to see if they can figure them both out.
Okay.
Well, how do they know? What if they both start doing a different one? Well, what's the right answer?
Well, you would say, I think Kimia was doing this one, and I think James was doing this one.
Oh,
they're doing separate ones.
Yeah, they could end up being doing the same one, but they're probably going to be doing separate ones. But they have to perform them at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready, Kimia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. All right. Here we go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Set. Go.
Okay. I have a guess for both.
Okay. Drew, you do too?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Let's do this, Matt. Why don't you tell us what you think James was doing? Let's see if Drew agrees.
That's the harder one, I think. I think James was doing Crackling Campfire.
Okay.
I think he was doing Horses Trotting on Loose Cobblestone.
That was my other guess.
And James, what were you doing?
I was doing A Crackling Campfire.
Oh. All right, Matt gets that point. Okay, now DJ Blue Dream, what do you think Kimia was doing?
Oh God. I'm gonna say shit. There's like two it could be, I think.
It's tough.
I'm gonna say Railroad Crossing, but I don't think that's what I want to say.
Matt,
I'm gonna go with Beach Ambiance.
Yes, I thought I was about to guess.
Okay, Kimia.
Well, it was Front Porch Ambiance.
Oh,
that's what the whistle was for.
Was that porch on the beach? The porch could have been on the beach.
All right. Okay.
The Malibu.
So the weird way I kept. The weird way I kept score while I was high, I tried to do the best job I could. Our final scores are James with 9, Kimia with 10, Drew with 11 points, and Matt Newell, the man who had no sound, with 12 points.
What?
You are the...
Oh, yeah, the Instagram. Yeah.
You won.
Holy fun. I like that was really fun.
Good vibe. Awesome.
Drew, what was your peanut butter going to be? It's not that much sound from it, you know? It's just like on bread. It's like no sound, really.
Yeah.
It would be like this. You get the glass jar.
There's a little. It's so hard.
Also, what kind of peanut butter is it? The real fresh, oily kind, or like a Peter Pan? Or what's the other kind, Jeff? Those two peanut butters, or is it crunchy?
True. Those are different sounds.
And don't get me started on the J. Is it preserves?
Is it jam? Is it jelly?
What is it?
Yeah.
And like the hardest Foley artist to work with.
What kind of bread is it? Toasted? Is it? I don't give a, just do the fucking thing, man.
Yeah, you gonna say,
what's that? I was just
saying.
Dude, I was just being the Foley guy.
Oh. Improvising.
Drew, what do you have? Or DJ Blue Dream, DJ what Blue do you Dream. Have?
Oh, yeah. I have a, well, I don't know if now it might be too long, so I could show someone else instead, but I was going to show, I was going to have us play a, all try to do it together because I haven't seen it either. But a quick escape room that you're, we're all supposed to get out of this room in, it's supposed to be under 10 minutes, but apparently the average time is like 5 to 7 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Okay.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
You guys ready? I haven't done this one either, so we'll see if it's good, but at least it could be interesting to solve together. It's just this website. Well, the truth is I was trying to make an escape room thing with it because they let you customize them. And then I realized the moment I started putting weed stuff in, it's like a website for teachers and they have to approve. There's like a moderation period before they let you like put it online. So I was like, well, they're not
squares.
A bunch of squares. Yeah. So I'll figure out a new way to do that. But in the meantime, here it is. We just got to escape this room. So you, we go left, right. You have 10 minutes max.
Okay.
We solve the clues. You guys, and we can, you can tell me what to do. If you move left and right, it goes to other parts of the room. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
So there's, and there's a bunch of, so here's the first wall. So right. I click on the door. It says the doorknob is missing.
You know can we mean? Open that toolbox?
This one?
Yeah.
Try it to the code.
Four letter five, or five numbers. Numbers. Okay.
Five numbers. Where's, oh, there's our time in the corner, by the way, if anyone wants it, 9:44.
Can you open the window?
Oh, yes. And there is a
screwdriver.
Screwdriver was added to our inventory.
Can we unscrew these panels?
The panel, yeah.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Closed. It says it's closed. It's fixed. What does that mean? It's closed, and then it says it's fixed.
Screwdriver.
Wait. How do you use a tool? Can you use it? Can you, like,
What about the toolbox?
Go down.
I put it in.
No, we need a five number. What's
this
in?
Has a
oh,
bunch
yeah.
of little papers in it, little post-its. One says clue two is A. Clue one is L, A. Clue three is U, L-A-U-G-H. Laugh. So we have laugh.
Try putting that in there. It's digital. What about
but
the
it might
safe?
Be letters. Safe yeah. required. Oh, safe might work.
Laugh.
Yep. Right.
And that's a doorknob.
Door handle.
Or door handle, yeah.
Yeah, put that on there.
The doorknob is missing, so we need to find that. Should we look at the rest of the room?
That's the door. Can't you just pull that door handle
that's
onto
good,
it?
Oh, yeah, you know what? Hang on a sec. The inventory is here on the corner.
Yeah. I bet you can use that screwdriver, too, on that panel.
Door okay. handle is added. And here's some sort of code
great.
That came
all done.
And that's for the toolbox.
Yep.
88391, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, there we got a
card.
Card.
Okay, great. Our inventory is, by the way, if you can't see it, it's on the right over there.
Yeah, can you use a screwdriver on the panel? Can you pull that over?
On the panel. Oh, by the way, there's other parts of this room in case.
Yeah.
Of this panel?
Yeah, pull the screwdriver to it, and I bet.
Oh, there we go. Remote was added to our inventory.
Okay.
We have 7:45.
Let's go to the next room, I bet.
Okay, let's go right. Here it is.
We'll turn on the TV. We got a remote.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Good call, Camille. There we go. It's nice. Just blank. Clue one, A. So we got A right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is some. There's maybe something you can do here. Maybe one of our tools, our card, or
the door handle, right, maybe? Right. Can you pull the door handle to it?
Not doing anything.
Okay. Yeah, try that.
It feels like the safes are backwards.
Oh, can you do something else first? It says whatever that means.
Can you
Move the pillows?
No. When you click this pillow, it says that you need to do something else first.
Can you pull the credit card to that thing?
Yeah. We also could look at the rest. There's four other walls, you know what I mean? So they might be able to other parts of the room.
Yeah, let's check out another part of the room, it seems like.
This is the third part. We have 6:45.
Oh, man.
Damn. Ooh, stressful activity to do when you're super high.
Can't open?
It's fake, it says. This one says it's fake. It's fake. It's locked.
Okay, in the toolbox, let's see what that needs.
It needs another code. We only it's have four... A from the other room so
yeah.
far.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going, I guess.
Yeah, then this is, I think, the fourth wall, because then after this, we're back to here. So So this is our fourth.
Right, one. Right. Okay, great. Now we
I
know
think
where.
That seems useful. Oh, there's a magnifying glass has been added to our
okay.
Inside the pillow.
What's in that drawer, maybe?
This one?
Yeah.
Avocado. Is that a word? That might be a clue.
I bet that's where we put in that safe, maybe.
Yeah, because this is only six letters.
How many letters avocado?
What about that lone green book? Seven.
This book says look close.
Close.
Oh, magnifying glass.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God. We got to write shit down.
Oh, yes.
D-O-T-M-O-J.
That's for the safe, probably.
M-O-L-J. I'll write that down.
Oh, M-O-L-J.
Great. What else should I do? Look at these again. Nothing interesting.
Try this. Try that on the safe.
That's
the what? Sorry.
Yeah, but it's a scramble, right?
Oops. I don't know why this happened.
CRMTLJ.
Yeah.
Try it on the.
No, there's no vowels.
Only six.
Oh.
That was seven letters. CRTMOLJ. Should I go back left?
Yeah, you sure it's six? It might even, you don't, okay.
Oh, maybe, let's see if it looks.
It might scroll over.
Oh, you're right, it might be, nothing happens, but maybe the other one, right?
There's I think the other one might be laugh, or not laugh, avocado.
Right, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, this one open.
Oh, great.
Scissors, we got scissors.
Oh, now cut the pillow on the other side. That pillow.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The other room. Yeah.
In the other room.
That's right.
The other side.
Something with that.
There we go.
Yeah. Hammer time. Break that glass. Break that glass with the safes.
That's a good call. Yep.
Nice.
It's fake says the first one. It's locked says the bottom one. So we might need a key or something.
What's this door handle for? We haven't used the door handle, right?
We used it, we put it here and in the actual door we need to escape,
you use it. That's how to get out of the place, maybe. That's ultimately the
okay.
We need a doorknob, basically.
We got 4 minutes.
Try that lone green book by itself.
This one, avocado, right?
Yeah, try avocado.
There we go. We have
crowbar that door right there.
Yep.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one up top? Oh, this
or
thing.
There.
This
that thing, yes.
Those, there we go.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
A letter safe.
There's one.
We had A.
We have A. Let's go back to that room and find. I bet the other clue's in that room with the TV.
So the TV said A.
Yeah, look around the TV more. Like, can we use the remote, maybe?
What are you saying, Kimmy?
What about the other pillow?
It's in the safe, probably.
Wait,
you broke up, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I think it might be in the safe, but we don't have a way to open it.
Oh, this one?
In the safe in this room.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
what is that
go back to our bookcase room. Bookcase.
3 minutes.
We haven't used the credit card.
Slide it to the locked door. Maybe it'll open the locked door.
Oh, yeah.
The other locked door. The one with four doors.
With the room full of doors.
Yeah, that one on the far right, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
It won't let me. I don't think that's it.
Thanks.
We also, what we haven't used so far is the, I know we've used all this stuff. Scissors? No, we've used that.
Yeah, we only haven't used
the card.
The card is the only one, so that's the thing we need to focus
we need
on.
One more letter somehow.
Go back to the bookcase.
Where's the bookshelf? Go back to the bookshelf room. I feel like it's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where's the card?
Use the card on the window. Use the card on the window.
Oh,
good call. Won't let me.
Oh,
well, what else can we use in the window?
Will it let you touch that green book, Drew?
This
the
one
that's by itself. Yeah,
this one is the this one.
No,
is
no, no. The one down by its on the bottom.
Yeah, it won't let me. No,
no.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or that
can you break the window with the hammer?
Yeah, let's do that. No.
Usually it's these things, you can only use the thing once.
The tool once.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
So this guy's
locked. That's why I think it's the card, because we've never used it.
I'm just going to try it.
Hey,
I took AB, which is real cheating, because we didn't find the B, but there's a key in there.
Okay.
It's locked.
Yeah. Use that key on the door.
Oh, we escaped.
Whoa! Nice.
Okay.
That was great. What was the B?
I know. We didn't even use the knob. We didn't open one. We didn't open one of the safes or use the knob. So we solved it, but.
That was so fun.
What made you guess B?
I was just going to go. Honestly, I was going to do AB, AC, AD.
So we got. Oh, interesting.
That was pretty fun. There's a bunch. I've done me and Mary are big escape room nerds, and we've done a few online since during the quarantine, and there's some really fun ones, but that one was great.
We did one at your suggestion, Matt, I think.
You and Gilly did?
Yeah. Parousel or whatever that was. We did that one.
Perusal, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. It's spelled weird. Yeah. The pizza thing.
That's fun. The pizza thing. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to make one though that's very weed themed if I can
I'll help you test
for this show.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Good vibes. Good vibes, guys. This is great. I think that we'll close out here, and then Kimmy, you had one more video that you wanted to show.
Oh no, it's just one more thing I used to pass the time, which was a video that popped up because I was just listening to the Animal Crossing theme song, but I wasn't gonna share it. But I'll bring it up.
Oh, great! I love it. Well, thanks for being here, Kimmy. I appreciate you coming on and joining us for some good vibes. Where can people find you right now?
Oh, you guys can follow me on Instagram at childclown, or Twitter childclown_, because somebody else, another freak, wanted to be childclown.
Awesome, and you can find us at I'm Too Effin' High on all social media, and check out imtooeffinhigh.com for information on upcoming shows. And I hope those good vibes today, put you in a pretty good place. Hope you're high. Hope you're doing well. Anybody watching, listening, thanks a lot, you guys. Stay too effin' high.
Hi, I'm Michelle Vare.
And I'm Kimberly Truong, and we are the host of Crush Fictionally, a podcast all about your favorite fictional characters from movies, TV shows, and more.
Each episode, we pick a theme, curate a list of characters that we love, why we love them, and some fun facts about the people who created them.
So if you've ever felt a true connection with a fictional character,
tune in to Crush Fictionally on Campfire Media
or wherever you find your podcast.
Campfire.